What do scientists do when they discover that their well-thought-out predictions fail to come to pass? As you're about to hear, they make up imaginative stories to account for their errors. And now, our Creation Moments host, Paul Taylor.
In the previous few months, as I write this script, the planet Jupiter has featured heavily in items on science news websites. Much of the recent interest has been sparked by data being sent back to Earth from NASA's Juno mission, which was launched in August 2011 and entered a polar orbit around Jupiter in July 2016. Flying across the famous belts in the gas giant's atmosphere, Juno aims to pick up vast amounts of information about the composition of the atmosphere, as well as data concerning the planet's mysterious core. As is so often the case today, NASA uses the data to draw inferences about how they think Jupiter must have evolved over hundreds of millions of years into its present form. Previous evolutionary models had suggested a particular size and density for the core of the planet. However, Juno's measurements suggest a larger-than-expected core, which is also less dense than expected. Rather than accepting that their previous model of planetary formation was wrong, scientists have assumed that the model was right, but that something has stirred up the core. So they suggest that a large solid planet, 10 times the size of the Earth, must have crashed into Jupiter in its infancy, stirring up the material of the core. Such ideas are born of a refusal to accept that astronomical objects were designed by God and seek instead to give the glory to the created rather than the creator.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcast anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.